Tanya and Steve's bits you may have missed.
Yesterday in Charlestown, Tanya, something happened that was extraordinary.
It was.
Look, up there, Tanya. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No.
It's Super James. If you've seen the video on our KOFM Facebook or website, you would have seen a man leap from a four-wheel drive and tackle the alleged person that was allegedly drunk to the ground in Charlestown yesterday. And he's a mate of ours. G'day, James.
G'day, how we doing?
James, honestly, Tanya and I have watched that video and we just keep looking at this guy. Look at the tackle. We're thumbs up. We're going, going. And then all of a sudden we find out, oh, it's James.
Yeah.
Well, so take us back. You were sitting in the car behind. What did you see? Oh, well, hang on. We've got to be really careful.
What did you allegedly see?
What did you allegedly see, James?
Oh, what I allegedly saw was I was sitting at the lights and these two guys are having a bit of a lover's tiff at the lights. They had a bit of a fisty cuff. One guy went on the ground and, yeah, he sort of got up and ran away from this other bloke. He was the guy in orange that you saw. He was the one running away from the fight.
He was at the back of your
car.
I
was just sitting in the car going, okay, this guy's a bit, you know, he might just go home now. He'd be fine. But no, he decided, allegedly, he jumps out and kicks a car. I went, that's not good. And I'm still sitting there going, all right. So he's kicked a car. He's going to walk off. No, then he decides to run straight at that red Suzuki and just started throwing punches into the window. And I just went, nah. Because I didn't know what it was. I thought, you know, that could have been a girl, that could have been a lady, that could have been anyone. I just went, no way. Not in Charlestown.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
And then we saw you, the video. People, if you haven't seen it, you got to see it because James just leaps out of
the
car.
It's a crash tackle.
Yeah, great tackle.
Yeah, Nathan Brown's already put a call into us and he's saying, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, they'd be lucky to have me.
Mate, on the other side of it, right, because we were watching it and you're right, and as soon as we found out it was you, because it's something James would do.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's pretty scary too, isn't it, to make that call with the type of people that we're getting worried about that are out there these days. I mean, you mustn't have thought, you just thought, you acted before you thought, but you were very brave to do it.
Yeah, I just, the only thing that was going through my head is I had to get him out of that car. That's why I tackled him. I didn't try and, you know, be gentle about it. And I actually did yell at him when I got out of the car to stop. And he wasn't moving. He just kept going what he was doing. So, yeah, he only left me one option.
well done.
Yeah, you're a hero.
You are. And
do you think, though, having seen the video, do you think, you know, the cape was a bit much?
Well, you know, I thought the undies sort of gave it away. But
well, James, as I said to your wife this morning, for a guy that spends his day making little delicate morsels for people to nibble on, we're talking Mama P, if you don't know.
Yeah, the that's beautiful James's, cafe in Charlestown.
Yeah, James's business.
Maybe that's what he thought. If I do this, I might get a plug for the business.
Yeah, well done. Well, you did. No, we're very impressed by you. That was awesome.
No, thanks, guys.
Did you, can I ask, did you talk to the person that was in the car that you protected?
Yeah.
Did they actually go, hey, thanks, mate? Or?
Well, here's the thing, right? So I instantly thought it was a red Suzuki Swift. So what do you think? It's a lady, right?
Yep.
So I tackled this bloke. I started dragging him off onto the grass. And I turned around. The guy that gets out of the car is actually a good friend of mine.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, just had surgery on his face and he was like trying to protect himself.
Oh.
So it was just one of those weird sort of...
Mate, you were meant to be there, buddy.
I was meant to be there. Yeah. So, yeah, it was just one of those things that happens in life. But he's okay. He's fine. He now calls me Robin because he reckons he was Batman.
Okay.
He helped stop it. So.
That's awesome. All right.
Well, Batman did bugger all.
Yeah, that's right. he orchestrated the whole thing. Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, good to chat, James.
Good on you, mate.
All right, see you
later.
Take care.
Good on you, James. And, yeah, you can see that whole video, kofm.com.au, and it's exclusive to the KOFM website right now. Check
That's
it out.
Awesome.
Great
yeah.
story.
Yeah, and he's got his man points back too.
Oh, yeah.
And I spent all your days making fiddly little delicate desserts.
Well, they are yummy, though.
What are you suggesting, Kenny?
No, nothing.
It's unmanly, is it, to men to cook?
No, I'm just trying to help him out with another plug.
For more Tanya and Steve, head to kofm.com.au.